much. Good evening and welcome. This is the Winona Municipal Band. And this is our final concert for the 2010 summer concert series. We're really glad you're with us. And this will be the 10th concert this year. We do 10 concerts each summer. And for all 10 of those concerts, the French horn section to my left, to your right, has been on my case after every concert wanting to play this next piece. And being that I'm older now, I finally caved. In fact, they went so far as to recruit a trombone player who at the end of every concert, you know, at the very end of the concert, when I say, you know, say goodnight, Dick, and they all say goodnight, Dick, he yells out, "Klaxon!" So we're going to play the Klaxon, featuring the French horn section. Next situation is one of these that just doesn't seem fair. The French composer César Franck was a deeply religious man, wrote this next piece, The Nation's Prayer, Panis Angelicus. It was written in 1872 for tenor voice, organ, harp, cello, and bass. This is a transcription for concert band. And what's not very fair about this whole thing is that César Franck was struck by a bus in Paris at 68 and perished. Panis Angelicus, music by César Franck. It's always difficult to know exactly when to program this next piece in the order of pieces of a program. It happens to be also a slower tempo, like the last piece, but a totally different piece. This next piece is by Richard Wagner, the famous German composer, who of course was most famous and most best known for his operas. This actually comes from one of the early operas, from Lohengrin, and the title of the work is Elsa's Procession to the Cathedral. Now, Elsa is not going to be crowned. Elsa is going to be married to Lohengrin. And so it's a long progression, but you will clearly know when she gets there. Elsa's Procession to the Cathedral, music by Richard Wagner.
Thank you.
an American composer, active in New York City, among other places, Edwin Franco Goldman, wrote a couple of silly little marches. Well, they're not silly, they're just fun. They have singing and whistling. Now, this band had a pretty difficult time getting the words down, but we finally did it in the hour and a half rehearsal. They consist of la, 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 la. You get the idea. You're not laughing very loud tonight. Thank you very much. Okay, so we move on with the sing and whistle march entitled Cheerio. Next, we have for you a story piece, a very descriptive story piece. It's entitled El Matador, and it tells the story of a matador, a brave matador, who, first of all, we need to describe his very romantic life, his playboy party kind of life. And then there's a fanfare that signals the beginning of the bullfight, and then during that, the angry bull can be heard in the background if you listen carefully. And then we have the release of the bull and his advance toward the matador. And then the charging of the bull and the eventual defeat at the hands of the matador. And then the poor bull dies. And a little tiny bit of taps is sounded by one of the trumpets. And then we have the victorious march by the Matador. El Matador Overture.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. This next piece does not have a story as such, but it has a wonderful backstory. It seems that in about 1948, a little dog appeared on the campus of Sam Houston State University in Texas. The little dog was lame with one leg and was adopted by the student body and unofficially became the school mascot. In all the years, some 14 years that he was on the campus, he had free run of everything. He could stay in any building. He could eat at any frat house or any dormitory. It didn't matter. Everybody just took care of him. And for 14 years, he never adopted any favorites. He was always very, very independent. But the band director noticed that the little dog always enjoyed coming to the football games and always enjoyed hearing the band play. And the band director, being rather astute as band directors are, noted that a three-legged dog had a little trouble dancing or marching to a two-beat or a four-beat when he only had three legs. So he wrote this march, and the dog's name was Tripod. And this was entitled A March for Tripod, a march in 3/4 time. So quiet tonight. Are you so sad that this is the last concert? I shouldn't even say that. I need to thank you for coming, and I need to thank you very much for coming to listen to the music. We really appreciate that. I have been to other outdoor concerts by other groups, and people sit around and talking and hollering and laughing and, you know, having a beer, and nobody's really listening, and this audience really listens, and Man, that means the world to all of us. So thank you very much. This next piece is Rhythm of the Winds by Frank Erickson.
Thank you.
We'll go on with John Philip Sousa's selection for tonight, which is the Sound Off March. For us, the theater goes dark after tonight, this theater. One of the things, of course, it'll be used for many other things throughout the rest of the fall, and that's okay, but for us, it's always important to remember that it is, after all, called The Band Shell. From the film scores of Danny Elfman, Music for a Darkened Theater. Thank you. I guess they don't want it to end, so we're going to do another one for you. This is Men of Ohio by Henry Fillmore. Thank you.
Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.